1340-96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news. It's a Friday, the 15th day of March, the eve of Dandelion Days. Yeah, we'll talk about Dandelion Days coming up in just a moment. In the news for today, a call to action has gone out today to keep children home from school in the Amador Unified School District. A grassroots group of parents, spurred along by the recent action taken against Pioneer Principal Lori Carson, feels the school board and the district office have an agenda that they're not willing to share with others. District parents say they are concerned with the direction the leaders of the district are heading, and that maybe a protest of not sending students to school will force them to rethink some of their decision. The cutting of teachers, teacher aid, and custodial staff, along with the possible mismanagement of funds, are also of concern. The Amador School District receives payment for daily student attendance, and when a child stays home, it affects payments to the district from the state. The leaders of today's protest hope that parents district-wide will keep their children home in a show of solidarity.
And the Plymouth City Council worked through a busy agenda at last night's meeting. The city is now seeking a new candidate to fill the position of city clerk following the resignation of Lindsay Clark. The council directed the position be filled through appointment rather than holding a special election. Candidates must be registered to vote in the city of Plymouth. Interested parties should check with Plymouth City Hall. And the council also directed city staff to draft a revision to the city's zoning code to reduce parking requirements for new businesses moving into existing buildings in the city's historic downtown area, as potential businesses are finding it difficult to meet the city's current parking requirement in already built-up areas of town. Now, work continues on the city's new policy for awarding promotional grants from its transient occupancy tax. Each council member was given a draft copy of the new policy to mark up. And the city heard a presentation from the Amador County Transportation Commission on coming changes to the State Highway 16 corridor. If planned development in Sacramento County is completed, traffic along 16 will likely dramatically increase in gridlock during busy travel times.
And parties that celebrate St. Patrick's Day can often lead to tragedy when impaired drivers take to the roads. The California Highway Patrol and California Office of Traffic Safety urge people to make planning safe rides as much part of St. Patrick's Day celebration as wearing green. On March 17th of last year, one person was killed and 48 were injured in collisions caused by driving under the influence in California. Statewide, 131 people were involved in DUI collisions on St. Patrick's Day. The CHP also made 285 arrests for DUI that day. Surprisingly, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration describes March 17th as one of the deadliest holidays on America's roads. Plan a sober ride in advance if a celebration will include alcohol. The alternative could change your life, not to mention the lives of your passengers, pedestrians, or other drivers and passengers nearby. And as JD and I were talking about during the 6 o'clock hour, a first offense for a DUI in California can cost you as much as $15,000. First offense.
And Hospice of Amador and Calaveras has received a check for $5,000 from the Rotary Club of San Andres as proceeds from the organization's first annual Ragin' Cajun Festival held in San Andres last weekend. The family-friendly festival, a brand new addition to the club's lineup of community fundraising events, featured a colorful array of Cajun-inspired food, activities, and music. Hospice of Amador and Calaveras will use the funds for general core services the agency provides to patients suffering from a life-limiting illness. Event proceeds like this one are instrumental in the nonprofit agency's ability to fulfill its mission to provide end-of-life care for everyone in the two-county region they serve, regardless of financial situation. In more than 35 years, Hospice of Amador and Calaveras County has never turned a patient away for inability to pay. For more info on Hospice of Amador and Calaveras, visit either website, hospiceofamador.org or hospiceofcalaveras.org. You'll be directed to the same site or call 223-5500.
And the Amador County Tax Collector's Office will hold a public auction sale of tax-defaulted property come Wednesday the 20th at 10 in the morning in the Board of Supervisors chambers. Parcels become subject to sale by the tax collector at the end of 5 years from the date of the tax default. The available parcels will be offered for sale on an oral bid basis for at least the established minimum bid and will be sold to the highest bidder. Now, if you'd like more information regarding the auction's rules, terms, conditions, and a list of the parcels, visit the Amador County Tax Collector's website.
And a announcement by Amador Transit. Due to construction at Highway 88 and Buena Vista Road, Amador Transit buses will deviate to Jackson Valley Road during the construction. In the area, you can call 267-9395 or visit amadortransit.com for more info on Amador Transit.
Speaking of Amador Transit, they will have free shuttle bus service, free parking at the Sutter Hill Transit Center, free parking at the Amador County Administration Center, or free parking and pickup at the Sutter Hill Transit Center. Now, the bus will begin running tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and will run until 5:35 or so. And on Sunday, the shuttle service will run from 9 till about 5:30. Also, no parking on Main Street here in Jackson starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon until 5 o'clock on Sunday night, and that is due basically to Dandelion Days. Well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can stay up to date with our website, kvgcradio.com.